With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President-elect Donald Trump will go to the White House Wednesday morning for talks with President Biden. The White House says Biden called Trump a few days ago to congratulate him and invite him to meet in the Oval Office. Former Missouri Republican Senator Jim Talent says securing the border will be one of Donald Trump's top priorities when he takes office next year.
I think he'll get the border secure. I think they'll begin deporting, and they're going to start with the dangerous criminal elements, which is where they should start. You know, the gangs, the drug traffickers, the sex traffickers, the Chinese agents.
Senator Talent was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network this week. Across America, areas with large numbers of Hispanics gave Donald Trump a major boost in Tuesday's election. It was a realignment that could very well change American politics. Texas and Florida are already reliably Republican, but more Hispanics turning away from Democrats in future presidential races could further dent the party's blue wall of Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. The Justice Department has unsealed criminal charges in a foreign plot to kill Donald Trump before the election. A criminal complaint filed in federal court in Manhattan alleges an unarmed or unnamed official in Iran instructed a contact in September to put together a plan to kill the former president. Also at SRNnews.com, new guidelines show that a majority of strokes can be prevented.
According to the CDC, stroke was the fourth leading cause of death in the U.S. last year. While more than 500,000 Americans have strokes every year, up to 80% of them may be preventable. The best way to reduce your risk for stroke is also the best way to reduce your risk for many health problems. Eating a healthy diet, exercising, and not smoking. While it sounds hard to do, limit highly processed foods and drinks with a lot of added sugar. I'm Shelley Adler.
Southern California firefighters have gained ground against a wildfire that's destroyed at least 132 structures, mostly homes. This is SRN News. A Canadian province tackles transgenderism. With more, it's Michael Harrington.
Lawmakers in Alberta are considering a measure that would bar doctors from performing sex change operations on children. The legislation mirrors a number of state laws in the U.S. that say anybody under the age of 18 simply cannot make an informed decision about having irreversible surgery designed to help them live as the opposite sex. Canada is generally more socially liberal than this country, but parents north of the border are beginning to express concerns about transgenderism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism is on the rise in this country, and most Americans are well aware of it. A new study released by the American Jewish Committee finds 75% of the general public now believes anti-Semitism is a problem in the country. That percentage is even higher among those non-Jews who know someone who is Jewish. Nearly 90% of Americans say everyone's responsible for fighting the problem. Anti-Semitism is on the rise around the globe. This is SRN News. New Orleans' former Six Flags theme park, which shuttered in the wake of Hurricane Katrina, has finally come down.
The Times-Picayune, the New Orleans Advocate, reports demolition took place at the eastern New Orleans site of carnival rides and buildings just off Interstate 10 that never reopened after Katrina struck. Developer Troy Henry and others are advancing new plans for the land through a development partnership called Bayou Phoenix. He says Bayou Phoenix has reached an agreement with one of three anchor tenants.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Qatar says it has suspended its key mediation efforts between Hamas and Israel. The announcement comes after growing frustration with a lack of progress on a ceasefire deal for Gaza. But one official said yesterday that Qatar is highly likely to return to the efforts if both sides show serious political willingness to reach a deal on the war. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.